This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027. Classic Business, education and training.
According to an analysis conducted by the Harvard Business Review, investors seek and select opportunities with companies within their alumni network. It turns out that who you shared lecture halls with has a sway over the stock market. Well, in South Africa, the Global Parent Survey has recently been released by Ipsos, and it found that up to three quarters of South African parents think that the standard of education in the country has dropped in the last 10 years, and half of those parents believe that the education system will continue to decline over the next decade. So increasingly, we have a situation where parents are saving up to send their children abroad to study. But it isn't only out of anxiety. There's a growing realization of the power that alumni networks have over the global economy. Well, I've got Duncan Parsons, country manager of Crimson Education in South Africa, on the line to find out a little bit more about how you can give your children an advantage to making it into one of these elite institutions. Evening, Duncan.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Can one actually place a return on investment or the benefits of attending a top-ranked university, a Harvard or a Cambridge or the like?
Yeah, what are the benefits of it, is the question?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, massive benefits. I mean, obviously, I think the exposure on a world stage at that age, particularly an undergraduate level, is really incredible. And as you mentioned, the alumni networks are a huge part of that. So just the people you meet, the experience you have, and their backgrounds across a wide variety of fields really set students up to do almost whatever they want straight out of undergraduate education.
But obviously comes at a cost. What are the costs of sending a child overseas to study? Because we've obviously seen the rand strengthening recently, but I'm sure it's a frightening number. I'm sitting down, so shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, so studying in the US costs about $70,000 a year, so that's about 800,000 rand or 900,000 rand. That's including tuition fees, room, board, living costs. And then for the UK, it's about half of that. It's about $40,000 a year. So there's significant costs. There is financial aid available as well at top universities, like the top 10 you mentioned as well.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of competition, I think, from every corner of the globe. I'm sure getting access to a Harvard or a Cambridge requires a step up in what a student is able to demonstrate. What are these institutions actually looking for from candidates?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and it's one that actually it's difficult to really nail down. But for international applicants, we're trying to share that word. Essentially, for the US, that application for the US, they're really interested in your extracurriculars, the essays you write. They really want to know who you are as a person and what you can bring to the university that other applicants don't have. So while your academics are important, they really recognize that your character and your passion for various things is going to really define your journey. For the UK, it's a little bit more of an academic focus. So it's about 80% of the weight in the application is for your academics. But they're both more well-rounded than most countries.
But you're actually in the field of mentoring potential candidates. Crimson Education was born out of this idea that you can help high schoolers better prepare themselves for acceptance to these universities in the States and the UK. Is this a trend that you're seeing in the market of hiring mentors to actually assist with getting your child through a foreign application process?
Yeah, it is a trend worldwide, and one of the reasons is just because there are now a million international students in the US and 500,000 in the UK, and that continues to rise. And as any parent can imagine, the prospect of kind of looking at all those universities and applying, and basically, we've talked about the high costs. You want to make sure you go to the right place, and not just the ranking, but the fit of the university that the child, the student there is going to have a really good time and get a lot out of it.
How does that work? Yeah. How does that mentorship process work in practice? How early on in your child's, your son or daughter's high school career do you actually have to start thinking about this kind of rounding and mentorship?
In general, the earlier the better. And we work with a lot of students that are in grade 9 and 10. It doesn't have to be overly kind of a high workload at that age, but it's really just to get the cogs turning, get thinking about that process. In particular, things like extracurricular development, subject choice, academic development from a younger age, building those skills. And then come grade sort of 11 and 12, you're looking at some standardized tests. You're really narrowing down where you want to apply, writing essays and putting the final pieces together. So generally, it's the early applicants that are the ones that are most successful.
In the work that you've done, how important is the role of the mentor here? Do you sit down with the child, go through both the academic side, but also some of the softer side that you say the US institutions are really looking for, the integrity, the leadership elements, yeah, and the character elements that children should be thinking of?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can think of it as an extension to a high school. You have a great high school teacher who's a mentor to a student, and they really open their eyes to a particular subject or a passion, and that's what we want to provide as well, just like another layer of that. So what we do is introduce current high school students to mentors that are currently students at top universities, so like Ivy League and your Oxbridge and equivalent universities, as well as people that have already graduated, and they'll work together. A student will get a team of mentors, and that will include, like as you mentioned, things to extracurricular and leadership, so they'll get an extracurricular advisor, and they'll talk about how can you make the most of the next couple of years at high school and exploring your interests, how you're spending your time, making an impact. And it's really, the focus is really on student development, because it's not so much on just ticking boxes in the application, because the beauty of that US application is that your achievements and your well-roundedness will reflect really well in the application regardless. So as long as we focus on having a student just widen their worldview and make a big impact, then they're going to be a standard applicant.
That was Duncan Parsons, country manager of Crimson Education in South Africa, who was admitted to Harvard and Stanford universities and is currently a scholar at Duke, so knows a thing or two about how to apply to get into one of these elite universities, on the power of those alumni networks in this week's Education and Training slot.